You're listening to the voice of Michigan State University, all things Spartan, all things MSU, including our regularly scheduled conversations with the great one, MSU basketball coach extraordinaire, Tom Izzo. And the band leader is Steve Courtney of WJR Sports. Good Friday morning to you, Steve Aru.
Back at you, Dub. Hello again, my friends. Happy Friday indeed. Not a very pleasant visit to Champaign-Urbana on Tuesday night for our Spartans as they fall to the Fighting Illini Tuesday night, 56-55. Maybe more slow start syndrome for the Spartans as they trailed by 14 at the half. That lead would be 15 early in the second. But Illinois would be held off the score sheet for the final 5 minutes of this tilt. A furious comeback by Michigan State, but they fall short. Let's talk
Free
about
throws.
It with Megan
T.I.
Coach, how are you this morning?
Hi, Coach.
I'm good, guys. It is funny because I would say the same thing, free throws. And yet, believe it or not, I think we shot 78%. I think we were 14 or 15 of 18,
It's, wow.
It's just one of those things. It's timing of free throws. But as I said to my team, the game was lost. It's always, you look at the end of the game. The game was lost at the beginning of the game, not at the end of the game.
How do you look at that like that, Coach, that the game was lost at the beginning?
Well, I look at it, we missed three layups early. Well, we missed three layups. We had a basket go in, and we got called for offensive goaltending, which was the right call. But the basket is in, and somebody touched the net. Those 2 points then are the same as the 2 points at the end. And it's just that in our world and sports, everybody looks at the last play instead of the 50, 60 or 70 plays in the middle. And, those 9 turnovers in the first half, again, you just don't get any rhythm going. And so I look at it a little differently. But at the same time, it's not like Illinois. They're a very good team. And no matter who they got, they're a very, very good team. And I think the same thing is true for most teams in this league. It's hard to go on the road and win. And when you do go on the road and win, it's because you played awfully well. And so we didn't play as well, but yet we're sitting here, guys, as you would say, Paul, two sets of free throws away from being undefeated, or 3 points away from being undefeated, which if you look at it that way, you take a different perspective. So do you want the glass half full or you want it half empty?
Well, that's, easy to say. You got to make your free throws, but you go back to the loss against Northwestern at the Breslin Center, and Marcus Bingham, Tom, had a chance to create some damage at the free throw line. It's easy to say make the free throws unless, of course, you're the kid in a very difficult situation trying to make them. It is what it is.
Well, and when you say that, guess who's leading the league in free throw shooting? The Spartans at 78.6%.
Oh, my God.
And you were at 82.4% Tuesday night. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's what
good
I'm
for
saying.
You.
The perspective of things is gets out of whack. But I think if there should be some blame that people should put on me and I should put on my guys or all of us together, it's why are we turning the ball over like we are? And that creates a lot more than a missed free throw.
As a cup is half full guy, Coach, do you look at it this way? Obviously, winning on the road in the Big Ten is no easy chore. We've discussed that time and time again. So you look at the schedule, and if you realize, a few weeks ago, you're going to split at Wisconsin and in Champaign, Illinois. And you did just that.
Yeah, you take it easy, and that's the perspective that you kind of lose. We're in the midst of 4 to 5 games on the road, that too is a difficult task in this league, no matter who you are, but everybody's going to go through some of those things. So there's a lot of basketball left. There's you know, just think if we wouldn't have lost those two games, that in my mind we, you know, I'm not sure we should have won at Illinois, but I think we should have won at home. You'd have a three-game lead or two, you know, right now, and that's hard to believe. So that's how crazy it is. And, you know, in football, we always say it's a game of inches. I don't know what it is in basketball, but it's there's small margins for big differences.
Well, now we get a little of the backyard brawl, hardcore style, coming up tomorrow, as a matter of fact, 12:30 tip. Juwan Howard and the Michigan basketball Wolverines at the Breslin Center. They're coming off an emotional 72-70 win over Northwestern in Ann Arbor on Wednesday night. Right now, Coach, the Wolverines 10-7, 4-3 in conference play, but there are signs that they're coming around. Obviously, the tilt in Ann Arbor with our Spartans back on January 8th, postponed because of COVID. Doesn't matter if it's Pictionary, whatever. Anytime these two schools meet, it's big stuff.
Well, just think about back then. You know, they were coming off a 3 or 4 game losing streak. And we were on like a 6 or 7 game winning streak. And
right.
But I think, you know, it's going to be hard for people to vision this, but that's going to happen to everybody. You know, whoever thought Purdue would lose 3 games? You know, they look like the team to beat, you know. So I think that everybody, depending on the schedule and where they play somebody, and whether they have injuries or whether they have illnesses or whether they're getting guys back, there's a lot of like for us, we don't even look at film before the last 3 games. I mean, they weren't playing very good. A couple guys weren't shooting the ball very good. Houston shooting the ball a little better now, and it changes your game. You know, if a shot goes in, it's a lot different than if they don't. So, you know, I think they are playing well. I think they're, you know, we got to remember that Michigan, Illinois, and Purdue were all top 10 teams. Two of them were top 5 teams when the season started. And, you know, that'll come back to fruition because they're talented, good teams. And yet, who knows what's going to happen in this league? It's crazy. I mean, I've never, you know, the last 3-4 years, I think there's more good teams in the league. I think the league is tougher top to bottom. And yet when it all winds down, usually the teams that you think are the best are going to be there in the end.
All right, quickly, while we have time, who's going to the Super Bowl? Championship Sunday in the NFL, Bengals, Chiefs, 3 o'clock, they kick us off. Who wins that one, Tom?
Well, I think the Chiefs will, but I've been intrigued by the Bengals. I just haven't been able to spend as much time. This stupid day job of mine has kept me away from my love. But I think Mahomes is proving to be, he's not Brady, but he's proving to be Brady-ish.
He sure is.
He can carry a team. And I think in the other game, boy, that is a flip. But since the 49ers beat my Packers too, I just look at the 49ers and you think about in basketball, you got to defend, rebound, and run. In football, I think over the years, you know, we've seen these small quarterbacks come out and run around. But you know what? At the end of the day, you got to be good defensively. You got to be tough on the line, and you got to be able to run the ball. And that's the one thing San Francisco can do.
They've beaten the Rams 6 straight times, for crying out loud.
You wonder if they can do it again. But, you know, I'm doing this with my heart, not my head. I would just love to see Matthew Stafford be able to go to the Super Bowl.
So would I. You know, he's been through a lot. He's a great guy. I would, too. And I don't know if it matters 6 times in a row anymore, Steve, because teams change like college teams change. You know, everybody's in the portal in the NFL just like they are in college. So it's not the same teams or programs and coaches are changing like weekly. So who knows? I just think the best team will win. And if you can defend and run and you're tougher, the other team usually have the best chance to win.
I just back
all right,
to one
go of, green, Tom. All the best tomorrow against those Wolverines.
Wait, 1 second, Coach. Back to what you said at the beginning. I'm just asking this for clarification with Courtney as well. It's a question of whether the cup is half empty or half full. Doesn't it depend on what's in the cup?
Yeah, that's true. But I believe it or not, I've taken a half-full approach more than a half-empty approach.
I got you. But I'm thinking of Steve.
Like,
if the cup is a beer mug,
he's three-fourths empty.
A beer stein, it's probably you look.
Oh,
at
for
it
crying
as,
out loud! Are you going there? That's what
like
gets people thinking.
I like when Izzo loses a game and we pick on Courtney. Nothing's better than that.
Well, I thought we hadn't picked on him yet. I figured it's Friday. We better pick on him now while we can. All right, Coach.
Well, just for clarification purposes, if you are talking about a beer mug, it applies to me. I guarantee you, it's never half empty.
See you guys.
All right, Coach. Good luck.
Good luck,
you.
Tom.
Coach Tom Izzo, MSU basketball, big game, Michigan, Michigan State. What time is everything happening on our WJR tomorrow?
12:30 tip there, Dub, which means pregame festivities get underway at 11:30.
All righty. Stevie, have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Did you pick between the Bengals and the Chiefs and the 49ers and Rams?
Well, you know what? I've got the Chiefs, and I think, indeed, Matthew Stafford and the Rams are going to figure out a way to get past the 49ers. Not going to be easy, but, you know, we'll see. But you go back to the track record of San Francisco, Paul, winning six straight, and that includes the last game of the regular season at SoFi Stadium. The Rams up 17-0. They would fall 27-24 in overtime. They got some things to figure out, but you know, maybe the law of average comes in. So I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah, should be another good weekend. Thanks, Stevie. Steve Courtney, WJR Sports and more.